April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 presents readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. We'll begin today with poetry by Martha Lundeen, a creative writing major from Northfield, Minnesota, whose parents are both graduates of Northern Michigan University.
The Trenches. The yogi told me, "Release your tension. Be one with the earth." But the earth has survived the human race, and there are better ways to dig our grave than to use a scapula. Maybe if I understood people, I could ground myself in Mariana, feel her vibrations, let her shake the dust loose, plant a garden above my left ventricle, let it grow until lilacs fall from my eyes. Everyone knows you can't cry underwater. And you can't release all of the tension. That's the only way the cello knows how to sing. And gravity is what keeps us from flying too far from the eyelashes, that sweet pollen from under our collarbones.
Our next poet is John Mincer, who is a poet and graduate student in Northern Michigan University's Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing program.
Breadbox. Thinner than the space by which the falling window missed your fingers. Fluorescence on water. Brighter than blood on sand. In your hand, it reminds you that not all memories need drowning. Some do. A strait divides the sunny coast from the rock where we made our stand. These boats we build. Some founder. Ghost work. Mom cuts my palm with an old precision. Tick, slip, then stanch the upswell as the lifeline lengthens or deepens. She calls my birth malevolent and points the knife to parcel loves into a manageable pattern. I beg for luck. My mother spills the salt. You have to seize the stars. Shake them down. Mr. Miyazashi takes a boat. Stolen, they call it, but the sea has torn apart more holes than bombs, dragged down more sailors than debts and foolishness together. He passes his hand through the surf, watching narwhals play. He's here to dump garbage, but there's a beam in the east that makes him want to gun the engine, shoot the tattooed men beside him. Even when he sells it, Miyazashi is not in the business of regret. By Sunday, they'll know him across the prefectures, but his feet will be dry. His hands will be cracked. His heart will pump new blood. Fixation. My girlfriend calls them ostomies, in colons and elsewhere. There are places in a man where surgeons can bore holes and affix a bag. There are things to which a man can be fixed. Last week, I read online about a mall where snakes got fat on toddler shoes stored behind a pretzel stand. A special on TV showed a family collecting cats. My experience is that one cat is enough. My other experience is that cats collect us. One day, our hearts are weighed against a feather. The next, we're biting our tails.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.